Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is Jazz Shapers with Elliot Moss on Jazz FM. Listening Colour. In partnership with Mishkondareya. It's business, but it's personal.
The brilliant Oscar Peterson with Más Que Nada, originally Jorge Ben. Good morning, this is Jazz Shapers, I'm Elliot Moss. Thank you very much for joining me. Jazz Shapers is where you get to hear the very best of the people shaping the world of jazz, blues and soul. And right alongside them, we put someone who's shaping the world of business. We call them business shapers. I'm really pleased to say my business shaper today is Nikki Ryan. And Nikki is the founder of a really cool business called Barcore. And Barcore, founded in 2011, is a fitness business, but it's ballet meets huge amounts of exercise meets fun. And we're going to be talking all about that with her very shortly. In addition to hearing from Nikki, you'll be hearing from our programme partners at Mishkondareya. We've got some words of advice for your business. And then we've got some fantastic music from the shapers of jazz, blues and soul. Cecile McLaurin-Salvin, Blue Lab Beats with some new music, and this from Mr. Al Green.
I'm so tired.
The soulful and delicious voice of Al Green with Tired of Being Alone. Nikki Ryan is my business shaper here on Jazz Shapers. And as I said, she's the founder of Barcore. And Barcore, great name, by the way, is a fitness business with a difference. And she's here to explain what it is. Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks, Elliot.
Thank you for coming. To be here. Good, I'm excited you're here too. It's always good to have something that she's going to make us feel good, and exercise does, apparently. Now, tell me about Barcore, and then I want to go back a bit. Why did you found this business, and what exactly is it?
So Barcore is a fitness, boutique fitness business, and the meat of what we do are group classes. Using your own body weight is resistance. So there's a ballet bar around the room, and we have small props, kind of playground balls, light weights, and we use balletic type movements at high repetition to create rapid change in the body. We also do traditional exercises like planks and press-ups, so we're getting a mix of different contractions that create amazing change in a very short period of time. I started Barcore. Barcore standing for it's B-A-R-R-E, which is the French ballet bar. And then core, we use a lot of core strength.
I'm now sitting upright because I know I've got to use my core more. Thank you. You've got excellent posture. Mine's not quite there yet. So sorry, carry on. Barcore, so the bar from the French, meaning for the word for ballet, and then core as in the core.
Exactly. So not that creative, but clear, I hope. And when I moved over in 2009, no one was doing any sort of bar fitness, which was becoming bigger and bigger in the States. And I had already been doing dance-based training prior to that. And I was just shocked that no one was doing it over here. So I did it on a one-to-one basis and small group classes out of a little muse house. And one class grew into two classes, and then it was time to open the first studio in 2011. And it was really scary, and because no one was charging kind of the boutique model pricing, which we count on clients coming to classes, whereas the big box gyms, they count on you not coming. But it turned out to be a success straight away, and it's been really fun to watch everyone's bodies change so rapidly.
I'll ask about men and women in a minute, but how many studios do you now have open?
11 now.
So 11 in the last, that's in 6 years. And I'm imagining that it's the openings have sped up in the last few years. Is that
exactly,
right?
Exactly, exactly. We have a few more planned for this year as well, which is exciting.
And just very briefly, before we go to Cecile McLaurin-Savon, what made you, I know you're into sport, mm-hmm. but what made you think that enjoying sport could then become your commercial way of making a living?
You know, it happened naturally. It was never my plan or intention. I've played soccer since I was 5 years old and did a bit of gymnastics, and I was never a dancer. It's kind of always the question someone asks me, and I feel a bit like a fraud. But I started off in the wellness industry as far as kind of, I did teach a bit of yoga, but mostly was in the spa industry, so for about 10 years. And then I got sick of doing all the work myself.
Well, that's a good enough reason to set up a business. And we're going to hold it right there. I think that's it. That's it. That's what I set up a business for, to make sure other people did stuff too. Stay with me for more from my business shaper. That's Nikki Ryan, the founder of Bar Corps. That's bar, as in ballet in French, and the core that I'm now trying to hold, and I suggest you hold it too. It's a good exercise. Time for some more music. I promised Cecile McLaurin-Savon. Here she is, and it's Wives and Lovers. Wives and Lovers from Cecile McLaurin-Salvon. Nikki Ryan's my business shaper, founder of Bar Corps, and we've been talking about exercise and how you went into the world of exercise and beyond obviously other people helping you deliver your product, as it were, and not running around and doing it for yourself. What was the attraction of this particular type of exercise? Because it does sound like a fusion of a number of different disciplines. And you said, I'm not a dancer, but do you have to become qualified to become a Bar Corps instructor?
You do to work for us. Our teacher training is actually extremely intense and quite long. It's about 2.5 months in total, and roughly 20 hours a week of training before we'll test out an instructor. You don't have to have prior training to become a Bar Corps instructor, but we like to bring on those that are either Pilates qualified, personal training qualified, or have taught dance before, because we actually have a lot of performers, a lot of musical theater performers, and they tend to make really great instructors, mm-hmm. because Bar Corps is really hard. It's, you know, you're only using your own body weight, so it's confusing to the mind when your muscles are quivering and shaking and you don't have a heavy weight load besides your own body.
Well, it depends how much you weigh, you see. While I weigh, it's always hurting, Nikki. I've got to lose some weight. The question I also have, though, is when you went from doing the classes, and I, you know, we all know lots of people who they say they teach Pilates, do one-on-one, to move from that to actually then creating, to investing in your first studio, to constructing a timetable, to actually having more organization, to having to think about the money in a much more meaningful way, to bank accounts and so on and so forth. Did you do that all solo, or did you have help?
I did a lot of it myself, and boy, was it a steep learning curve. But I mean, I'm a big believer in that kind of angels fall into place right when you need them. And, you know, I don't think anyone can do everything by themselves, and I definitely couldn't have done everything by myself. So I did have help along the way, but it might have been friends, or it might have been, you know, an investor, or you know, my husband at the time. Like, everyone sort of chipped in and helped, and it worked.
And did you feel in those early days when it was nothing, do you think, actually, I've made a mistake here? Were there moments when you said, oh, maybe I should just leave this? Maybe this was just a bit of fun?
Honestly, it was sort of like I was on the train and I couldn't get off. I actually preferred doing one-to-ones. I didn't even like teaching group classes, which I love doing now, I hope, and obviously. But at the time, I didn't know that I wanted to work that hard to open up a studio. I didn't know if I wanted to learn, you know, about real estate in a new country and, you know, all the kind of ins and outs. But it was just sort of happening. It wasn't even, like, I felt like it was very much right place, right time. And there was times where I just knew it was going to work. I had no question.
The new country thing, I want to talk about that, because obviously, you know, the thing we always say about Americans and Brits is we're divided by a common language. I think the nuances of living in a different place, the one you were brought up in are actually much, as you, the longer you spend in a country, the more you realise you didn't understand. Have there been those cultural difficulties, or has it been the girl from Seattle's just made it big in London and the rest?
I mean, it's been one, you know, one speed bump or mountain to climb after another, but it's been a pleasurable experience. It's just, you know, I bring up the real estate thing because that's been the hardest challenge to come over, is just finding locations and how all that whole system works. And it's, you know, it's much older than in the States, and the rules are much more stringent. So it definitely wasn't easy. And it took, I felt like the very annoying American calling, "Hi, it's me again. Hi, it's me again. I'm back."
Hello. I'm the annoying American and I'm building a business.
Exactly.
Stay with me for more from my not annoying American at all, Nikki Ryan, founder of Barcor, about how she has indeed built her business and got investment along the way, which we'll come to after the travel. But before the travel, we've got some words of wisdom, I hope, for your business from our program partners at Michigan Dorea.
Hello, my name is Dervil Walsh. I'm a partner in the contentious banking and finance practice at Mishcon de Rea. One practical tip I would give to all customers who have dealings with their banks is at the start of the relationship, particularly when they're drawing down funding, it is very important to get the necessary professional input from either accountants or lawyers as to the terms being offered by the bank. One of the reasons for doing this at the outset is because it is critical to avoid a situation where there is a dispute a year or 2 years down the line, at which point the die has been cast, and very often from the perspective of the borrower and the legal or professional advisor, it is a case of damage limitation. So I can't stress highly enough the importance of getting professional assistance at the start so that you set your stall out appropriately.
Jazz Shapers on Jazz FM. In partnership with Mishcon de Rea. It's business, but it's personal.
This is Jazz Shapers here on Jazz FM. I'm Elliot Moss, and every Saturday I meet someone who's shaping the world of business and doing a fine job of it too. The fine job today is being done by Nikki Ryan, and she is the founder of Barcor, and it's a fitness business which in 2011 was just the twinkle in her eye. It was a few classes, and in 2017 there are 11 studios around London, I believe, at this point.
The UK.
Okay, where else are they then?
So we have one in Bristol, Leeds, Harrogate, and Alderley Edge.
Ah, wow. Okay, you have spread your wings.
Yeah.
You were invested in, and it was Octopus Investments, a very well-known investment house. How did that come about? How did they come to the conclusion that you were a good bet?
You know, Octopus, I was really nervous to bring on an investment firm. I've just had small, you know, more angel investor shareholders from the beginning. And so for me, this felt like a big deal, going from little small business to really trying to grow the business. So we met with a few different firms that were interested in investing with us, and Octopus was clearly the match straight away. It was very like-minded. They understood the business. They could see, you know, the dream that we have, and we're a part of their growth fund. So, you know, it's not the right here, right now that they're helping us with, but it's the over the next few years, which is really exciting. It's wonderful to have their knowledge from the other businesses they've invested in and the contacts that they have. So it was a no-brainer.
What do you think they bought, Nikki? I mean, apart from it's a good idea and there's a few numbers in there, I'm assuming they buy into you. And if so, what was it about you that they liked?
Well, I think that I definitely don't blag the reality of what we do. I truly, you know, believe in what we do, and I don't think bar is a trend at all. I know that boutique fitness and fitness in general has become quite the trend, and we're lucky to be riding that wave. But you know, the results we offer are real, and you know, if you show up, you will see results. It's plain and simple, and we have such an amazing community at the studios, and a great loyal following. We don't have a lot of churn, so I think they appreciate that, especially in a customer business. It's not about just cycling people through the doors.
And in terms of your own ambition for this business, what has it morphed along the way?
Yes, you know,
Where are you today? What do you think? Is this going to be, I'm going to create 100 studios and then move on, or is it, this is my life and where do you sit on that?
You know, I really loved the startup process and watching it grow and really watching the team develop and grow. I think that's been fascinating and kind of fine-tuning our approach and teacher trainings and all of that. I thought it was going to be like a, you know, maybe I opened 3 locations in London and that was sort of where I thought it was going to go and just be a nice lifestyle business. But there's clearly opportunity and it's so fun to show people what bar is. A lot of people don't know what it is. And so I'd really love to expand into Europe. I think there's definitely a market there. So that's on the future horizon.
And for you, you're going to be involved for the
I'd like to be. I mean, I don't know, you know, I don't know, in 10 years, I'm a creative person, so I like to create new things. So as long as I can be creative, I'll be around because I do love the business.
Save me for more from my business shape. So that's Nikki Ryan. Time for some music. This is Blue Lab Beats featuring Nubia Garcia, and it's called Keep Moving, and it's really good. That was Blue Lab Beats, and I hope you liked it as much as I did. Nikki Ryan's my business shaper. We've been talking about ambition a little bit. You mentioned your team as well at Barcore, and you said you like to watch them grow. What's made you happy? I mean, why is that good? You know, important to you? Some people, you know, they hire people and they say, well, I have to hire people, and that's the worst bit of the thing that I do. I just want to get on with the business and the idea. But for you, it seemed like you were saying something quite different.
Yeah, you know, we're a people business. If I don't have amazing, happy instructors and front desk people, I have nothing at all because I can't do all of it myself. I learned very quickly. So if the team isn't developing and growing and enjoying the process, then you know, it's definitely not fun for me. And we're a very feedback-driven culture, and most of that is positive feedback. I really believe in a, you know, more of a positive psychology approach, and we're in the wellness industry, you know. After all, you might as well try to have a good time along the way. And there's stressful moments, and, you know, we all make mistakes, and I think If you're making a decision and it ends up being the wrong one, the intention's usually in the right way, and it's, you know, I'm not afraid to say, hey, next time maybe not that way. Try a different approach.
Well, is that what you do? I was wondering, because is there a standards thing? I mean, you give people inductions and you say this is the vibe we want to create and so on. But then making it better when it isn't quite working, are you just quite a direct person?
I am, but I'd say it's definitely a soft approach. I'm
Seattle soft.
Seattle soft. Yeah, West
cool.
Coast.
Yeah, just relax. I mean, you might want to think about it like that.
Well, and I think it's showing the you know, the consequences of, you know, kind of explaining that, because I don't think, you know, some people just don't see the trickle down effect of, you know, their actions. And sometimes it's just like, okay, do you see, you know, how that affected the clients or the front desk or, you know, your colleagues? We all show up to do a good job and we all want to be liked. And I know that's the intention of every single staff that we hire.
Now, at the moment, you know every single member of staff pretty much, I imagine, and it's manageable. Now let's go forward 3 years and you've got 3 times as many studios. Is that something you're going to enjoy, do you think, when you're having to delegate those kinds of conversations? I imagine there's already some delegation because you're not in Leeds and you're not in Bristol all the time. But do you think that will keep you happy, or do you like the hands-on thing?
I think that will keep me, because we're getting more of that now with the studios outside of London, and now I can't. What bothers me now is I used to know kind of the ins and outs of everyone's lives, like where, what part of town they lived in, and, you know, it really bothers me that I can't remember that information. But I think if the leaders on the teams are as connected to them, then I feel like, for me, it's fun to watch those leaders care in that way.
Stay with me for my final chat with Nikki, and plus we'll be playing a track from bluesman Eric Bibb. That's after the latest traffic and travel here on Jazz FM.
Jazz Shapers on Jazz FM. In partnership with Mishkondoreya. It's business, but it's personal.
Granddaddy died young in the Yazoo heat. Papa tried his whole life.
That was Eric Bibb with the thoughtful, as usual, blues number With a Dollar in My Pocket. Nicky Ryan is my business shaper, talking about building dollars. We haven't actually talked about money, and just if you haven't been listening, you're going to catch the last few minutes. She's the founder of Barcore, and Barcore is a relatively new business, 6 years in. How many studios? 11, did you say?
11
studios around the country, and it's a cross between ballet and hardcore exercise, and you create this community feel, as it says on your website. Quick question before I talk about the money, actually. Men, I imagine mostly women do this, only because, you know, that's what I've read. But is that true? And if so, why aren't more men like me doing
it? I want to know why more men aren't doing it, too.
No, I just think it's too feminine. I mean, is that the thing?
It is a lot of feminine. I mean, ballet being the kind of base of the workout is a more feminine way of moving. We do have more sort of masculine classes. Like, we have a HIIT class, which involves high intensity interval training, where we do burpees and you know,
I can make this out
exactly. You can grunt if
only
you
real
want
men.
To. Exactly.
It's probably not a good idea.
But we, you know, we do have men come. It is predominantly women, and you know, I think it's really fascinating. When we first opened, there was not really a lot of body weight resistant classes. So men generally just did heavy weights. And some men did yoga, very few, and very few did Pilates. So when we did have men come in, we actually had about a 50% kind of had to leave the room to go throw up rate when men came in.
Seriously.
And that's changed so much with HIIT training and a lot of kind of resistance, you know, CrossFit and all of these types of workouts, because it's now more the norm. Because, you know, using these kind of, we use isometric contractions, which are basically where you hold a contraction and then you might move a little bit within it. So that deep burning shake, you know, men are generally, we're generally used to doing big power moves, where, you know, these small little movements, you don't necessarily feel powerful, but they're incredibly strengthening. So I think, you know, we didn't get a lot of return male clients in the beginning, but now actually we do have men, male clients that do come regularly, just not a lot of them.
And tell me about the money thing. I mean, we haven't mentioned it at all. We haven't talked about the size of the business, but obviously it's growing. How important is it that you're going to hopefully either enjoy a nice income as you go through this or make a lot of money if you were to sell it?
Yeah.
Do you think about that?
You know, every once in a while, I mean, I'm, you know, I have a very financially driven board, so it has to be on the forefront of my mind all the time. But that was never my intention of starting the business. I truly love what we do. And like I said earlier, that, you know, the results are just amazing to watch. So that brings a lot of joy. Of course, it's important to me. And I, you know, we've been a very cash positive business and from 3 months in. So it's really
looking
worked.
Good. It's been great talking to you, Nicky. Thank you for sharing where you're at with me right now.
Thank you.
And good luck with everything. Just before I let you go, what's your song choice and why have you chosen it?
So I chose You Make Me Smile by Dave Koz. I chose it because when I lived in LA, I got the chance to meet Dave Koz once, because I used to be in, as I said, in the spa industry, and I used to massage his brother. So and was family friends with him. So he's a lovely guy and I love his music, and You Make Me Smile just puts me in a good mood.
Well, here it is just for you. That was Dave Koz with You Make Me Smile, the song choice of my business shaper today, Nicky Ryan. Super calm. a real lovely West Coast kind of attitude towards life. Balanced, really interesting balance between the business and the passion behind her business. Really good stuff. Do join me again, same time, same place. That's next Saturday, 9 a.m. sharp here on Jazz FM. Meanwhile, stay with us. You know the drill. Coming up next, Mr. Nigel Williams.
Jazz Shapers on Jazz FM. In partnership with Mishkonda Raya. It's business, but it's personal.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.